Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We got it. During the break, the B-2 flyover happened at halftime at the Rose Bowl. They said it was delayed due to the lower cloud cover in the first half before the game kicked off. And then they flew that bad boy over, as is tradition now, from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. The B-2 Spirit of America, what a machine. To think that man built that. Said, yeah, let's make a big heavy bomber that can fly anywhere across the globe. Doesn't need to be refilled halfway around. But still, we can fly it anywhere we want. Go drop a massive bomb if we have to. If we have to tell somebody that they have activated the FAFO button. The F-A-F-O button. What a piece of machinery. An amazing sight. And they got it in at halftime. So that is good. Welcome aboard to hour number three here of this emergency. Who wants this shift? It is New Year's Day and we're between play-by-play properties edition of the Grant and Danny Show. Steve Zabin sitting in for Grant and Danny, who are enjoying their holiday off. And I hope you too had a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I saw a lot of people taking shots at New Year's Eve. Most overrated holiday there is. Oh, I second that notion. All right, fine. I mean, what do you mean rated? Who's doing the rating? I like the holiday. I don't worry about ranking them. Is it better than Halloween? Is it worse? Is it better than Easter or worse? Where does it come in versus Flag Day? Depends on what you want to do with it. And if you want to stay home, stay home. I did see a meme going around which people would, they'd had a fake printed ticket that said, stay at home and do nothing. And it was on a Ticketmaster stub and it said $0.00. To which I replied, yeah, Ticketmaster would put some fees on that too, just so you know. So the Commanders finish their season Sunday, 4:25 in Philly. It'll be the Josh Johnson versus Tanner McKee epic showdown that we have yearned for all these years. 4-12 Washington, 11-5 Philly. Philly still has some wiggle room to move up or down, but they're not really treating it as a life or death thing. Life or death game. They could be the 2 seed or the 3 seed. They would have to have Chicago lose at home as a favorite to the Lions, who are not playing for anything, for them to have a chance to move up to the 2 seed. The 2 seed catches the cemented in 7th seed, which is the Packers. You heard Earl Forsey report that Jordan Love has exited concussion protocol but will not play Sunday because there's no reason. And even though the Packers' defense is so shredded and decimated, especially on the back line, that they picked up Trayvon Diggs, formerly of the Cowboys. He was released by the team last week. After the game against the Commanders on Christmas, Diggs, who's from this area, wanted to stay here and then go to a concert that was done by one of his best friends growing up. And the team said, nope, you got to fly home with us. We're not playing this, oh, you know, you're around, you're off for a couple days, just go ahead and leave the team. It's sort of a thing I've come to learn that you travel as a team, you return home as a team, win, lose, or draw. And then, if you got a couple days off, you're rich, you play in the NFL. Buy a ticket, get on another plane, go wherever you want. Of course, head coach of the Jaguars, former Ohio State coach, he stayed behind in Ohio when they went to play Cincinnati and then was next seen groping a young college-aged woman, and that was not very good. And then they fired his ass before the season was even over. But so Diggs gets released by the Cowboys, and he was not having a good season. He was also fairly expensive. Nobody else claimed him on the waiver wire except for Green Bay, which either tells you that nobody wanted a piece of him or that he had signaled to any team that wanted to get him, I'm not signing. There's only one game left. Otherwise, I'm just going to collect my Cowboys money and move on. And that he was recruited by former Cowboy and former teammate, but now on the injured list, Micah Parsons. Whatever the case, it's kind of a desperation pickup. So would you rather, if you're the Eagles, play the Packers with Jordan Love coming off concussion protocol or whoever ends up being the third seed? The problem is you don't know who's going to be, or I'm sorry, the sixth seed. You don't know these seeds between, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I just don't think it's worth, you know, I don't think Philly's playing with basically any motivation whatsoever. And who knows? Tanner McKee may play well. Eagles are favored by 4.5 in this game. I don't know why or how you would bet any money on these games. It is going to be cold, but otherwise no precipitation. Partly cloudy is the forecast for Sunday at the link. For the Commanders, what is there that you want to see? I mean, you want to see more targets for Ben Sinnott? Great. You want to see more carries for Bill or Rodriguez if he's good to go, if he's healthy again, which I think he will be? Okay. There's otherwise nothing really of import that would matter that you would need to or want to see. You just want to see this whole season crumpled up and thrown away. That brings us to Monday and Tuesday. So, it's reported that Cliff Kingsbury is going to get a run at by maybe one, maybe two teams in the NFL for a head coaching job. Whether he gets a good offer that he wants to take, who knows? Talked about this with Danny 2 days ago, saying, okay, how would you feel if the Commanders lost Kingsbury? How good has his offense really been? Do you grade on a curve this year because of the injuries, because Daniel's not in there? Those are all good questions. I know last year the talk of the league was, what a renaissance for Cliff Kingsbury. What great play calls he's making, because, of course, Jaden Daniels was terrorizing the league. So that's big decision number one. And then I do believe you got to move on from Joe Witt Jr. So coordinator changes could be coming on both fronts. Quinn is safe, but then you're going to have to see where you're actually drafting and start thinking about, can we trade down to get more assets if you're the Commanders, if you're picking high enough? And depending on how things fall, they could, I mean, it'd take a miracle, but I believe they could still pick second overall. We'll have to see how Sunday shakes out. The biggest question is going to be, I think, is for the coaching staff to figure out, now that the league has seen Daniels and now that they have adjusted to him, where is he in terms of his development, and can he sort of change his style to be more of this or something else? Where are we taking him? In other words, you cannot be a stationary target in the NFL. And by stationary target, I don't mean physically, because obviously Daniels is not. But who you are, you can't just stay the way who you are. You've got to add wrinkles. You've got to stay one step ahead of the posse, because the rest of the league catches up. And they have people who watch film all day, all night, too. And they go, oh, okay, I see what he likes to do on third and medium. What if we just take this away from him? Let's see what happens. Oh, yeah, that looks like it did the trick. You don't like that very much, does he? And teams are already starting to do that this year. How much did you see of it? and how much of it was due to perhaps team guys just getting hurt for the Commanders. Don't know. Touchdown, Indiana. Surratt on a 10-play, 79-yard drive, taking up 5 minutes and 40 seconds. And Heismandoza is all smiles on the sideline, about to be 24-0 over the Alabama Crimson Tide. Again, let's pause for a quick second and note how insane this is. Indiana, the rump joke, lost cause college football program, is destroying Alabama at the Rose Bowl on the first day of 2026. Oh, man. It's amazing. And considering the fact that Ohio State, who many thought was their biggest block to at least get to the championship game, if not win at all, they got knocked out last night. So anyway, the Commanders got to figure out, where are we taking Jaden Daniels? How quickly can we take him there? Do we do it with this coordinator? If we can keep him, even if, you know, Kingsbury does not get a head coaching job, do you make a change there anyway? We need to make sure that this talented young man both evolves as a player, so he stays one step ahead of the defensive coordinators, and also learns to play in a sustainable way. I don't want to say make him a pocket passer. That'd be stupid. He's too quick. He's too elusive. He's too good with his feet. You don't want to do that, but you can't just let him run around, you know, wantonly and inviting contact and inviting car crashes, because the big one's coming if that's the case. He's got to be smart about it. So those are big questions right there, and then just trying to maximize the draft, hopefully get some bonus babies in the third, fourth, fifth round. I know you're down several picks because Peter said, okay, I know I want to build this as a draft and develop team, but we're close right now. We went to the NFC title game last year. Let's go get this guy. Cost a couple picks. Let's go get that guy. Cost a pick. Let's go get that guy. Cost a pick. And they're digging out from multiple, I mean, three or four, maybe five awful years under the Marty Party, the regime that came before. Schedule should be better. Should be fewer night games. And that will be welcomed by many who work on the games and those of you who don't like staying up late. But we'll see. It's going to be a long offseason. I hate it when your team doesn't make the playoffs because winter comes early and it lasts forever. And there's only so much of playing around with the puzzle pieces of, we could draft this guy, we could draft that guy. And there were some guys last night from Miami, you start going, hey, wait a minute, this guy's going to be available. I wouldn't like it. Wouldn't mind him on the team. Well, that's great. Today's Jan 1. Draft is not until the end of April. All right, is Matthew on line one still with us, Metal Chris? I apologize for making him wait so long.
Yep.
Perfect. Matthew wants to make a Commanders-related resolution for 2026. Hello, Matthew. What do you got?
Steve, thank you for working New Year's Day. It's always great to talk live sports.
Thank you.
And holidays, that can often be a challenge. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And also Money Metal, thank you for doing that, because he can't do what he's doing if you're not doing what you're doing. So thank
Amen.
You both.
Amen.
All right. So here, I'm talking about my resolution as a Redskins fan, which actually relates directly to what you just said and to Doc Walker from earlier today. I'm only going to take a moment. My resolution is to no longer, you know, get swayed by exactly what's going on right now at this moment in the sense of like, oh my God, are we doing well? Are we doing poorly? I'm going to take the big picture. We did really well last year, better than we should have. We did very poorly this year, worse than we should have. We are somewhere in between. This is a long haul project. The questions you were asking, like who are going to be the coordinators next year? Who are we going to pick up in the draft? How are we going to adapt to the league's adaption to Jaden?
How does Jaden Daniel counter the counter? The counter to JD5 has already happened. So we got to counter the counter here. He's got to counter the counter. I know he's a smart kid. He's already thinking of this and working with the coaches on this. I just am curious to see what that's going to be.
Which is also why those coaching questions are important that you mentioned, right? It's like, who's going to be the coordinator? Because they've got a JD has got to fit with what they want to do, which has also got to fit within the broader scheme that Adam Peters has and that Dan Quinn has. So you're asking all the right big picture questions, which is really great. But I'm also going to note that my second resolution is also to live in the moment, meaning I'm going to enjoy tomorrow's game. I'm not going to have another football game for months. I'm going to go a long, cold winter, as you just said, and then spring and summer, and I'm going to have to suffer through a time when there are little to no sports and certainly no football, which is the best sport of all.
Right.
So I'm going to enjoy Sunday's game enjoy watching professionals play football.
There you go. To see the uniforms and the helmets is unfortunate and mismatched as they are now in this failed rebrand that's been talked about a lot. Just to see him run around out there, for God's sakes.
Isn't that the whole point of watching sports? Isn't that the whole point of enjoying sports, is to watch the actual play happen that day at that time?
Yeah. So we might get a great performance. You just never know. You got the right attitude. The perfect attitude for that.
I want to note that that's what Doc Walker was saying this morning. You guys are giving the right message. We are where we should be. We are enjoying what's happening today, and we are planning for tomorrow. Thank you guys very much. Have a great New Year's.
All right. Matthew, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well, it feels good that I am on the same square as another old head, even though Doc's even older than me, about what needs to happen, what should happen going forward. The toughest thing, I think, for some, I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I hope I am, but I've said before and I'll say it again, I feel like Peters and the Commanders and Harris were confronted with a tough choice after the pop-up surprise of last year. And that is, oh, what do we do? We didn't think we'd be this far along this quick. But bam, we were close. We're 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. We can't just, you know, dump a bunch of guys and hit the reset except for Daniels and say, now, you know what? That was a mistake. That was an accident. We're continuing with our grinding 3-year rebuild. No, they decided to go ahead and put a few more quarters in the jukebox, extend a few guys, stretch out some of these veterans one more year. Some of them worked out better than others. But it didn't result in what you wanted, in part because of other injuries and other flaws in the construction of the roster, and just being, you're just talent poor at too many positions. You don't have enough young guys that are coming up through the depth chart. And on top of that, you aren't hitting on nearly as many bonus babies as needed. The fourth, fifth, sixth round picks that can be good. This is why Bill is intriguing. Bill, if he can be the guy, if he can be RB1, it's a seventh rounder. Not only are you getting incredible leverage production out of a seventh rounder, but these guys come cheap. I feel bad about that for Bill. It was like when Alfred Morris was a sixth round pick and he was putting up 1,300 yard seasons, and then you'd look at his salary, $982. Woof. That sucks. He didn't choose to get drafted in the sixth round. He's producing and he's locked into this deal, according to the collective bargaining agreement that takes him 4 years. And basically, by the time he got to be a free agent, the shine was off. The league had caught up and he wasn't nearly as productive. Robert got hurt, and that was sort of that. Look, I don't think Alfred would complain about his pro career, but still. Anyway, you need these fourth, fifth round guys. Puka Nacua, fifth-round pick. Now, he's going to cost all the monies next year because he's got one more year left after this, but they're not going to let it get to that. They're going to put more money into him, I believe, this offseason, and it's going to be a lot because he's probably the best receiver in football. No offense to Justin Jefferson, who had his hot moment there. No offense to Ja'Marr Chase, who held out big time in August and finally got his money. Puka is the truth, and the catch that was ruled not a catch, and it was correct, but most of us were like, oh, come on, give it to him. Look at that thing. On Monday night was awesome. So I guess getting back to the Commanders is that you need a couple of fourth and fifth round guys to just turbocharge your young talent. And they don't have that, and they haven't had that. And that is where Adam Peters will be judged. And you don't need me to say that. He knows it. And that he's going to be judged on in the next couple of years. But we're just 2 years into this thing with this current regime. So any sharp moves, despite how bad the season was, would be ill-advised. coordinators, fine. Those guys were meant to be swapped out, or you might lose them for other reasons all the time. You can adjust. But as far as the basic direction of the program and the organization and the team you got right now, you got to keep marching on. And I would, for the record, I would be in favor of just getting younger across the board at any position possible. No matter how productive a guy might have been, no matter if you think you can get one more year out of a guy, this is the year to hit that plunger to reset pretty good. 24-0 Indiana over Alabama, although Alabama did just hit a big shot. So 5:23 remaining here in the third quarter in Pasadena. And Indiana, the Cinderella story. Cinderella has got a Godzilla suit on right now, and he is demolishing Tokyo. All right, coming up, more on the NFL week number 18. What are the interesting wrinkles, including the Bills saying goodbye to one of their most beloved things in life, the stadium that brought them so much joy but also heartache through the years? We'll get into that next. You can jump on the phone with me if you want. 800-636-1067. Zabe sitting in for Grant and Danny on a New Year's Day 2026.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Two. That's the number I want you to think about right now. Two. Just think about the number two. That refers to the number of penalties accepted in the Miami-Ohio State game on New Year's Eve. It was a pretty good game. 24-14, your final Miami wins. Michael Irvin going absolutely crazy on the sidelines. As I tweeted, psycho mascot Michael Irvin is my favorite Michael Irvin, because that's what he is. at times, Michael Irvin was ranting almost like a homeless guy, just yelling at nobody in particular. We're beating their ass. And then at one point took off his belt and started whipping a water cooler with an Ohio State t-shirt on it with his belt on the sidelines. Ray Lewis is now getting in on the celebrity former player, former Hurricane mascot, sideline look at me guy act. You've got to be careful not to become more of the story than the actual players and the team and everything else. But I think Cristobal loves it at Miami. And I have no personal ill will against Miami. I just think it's a great college football brand. It's good that Miami is back. So they win last night 24-14, but two accepted penalties. First half had none. And as I tweeted, this game is mic drop proof that the NFL product is way over officiated. To which I got many people saying, agree, thank you for saying it. There's always some people who go, well, you're not supposed to call a penalty. You just want to let a mug guy. Hey, remember, this that we're watching today, college football and pro football, they're entertainment products. You engineer the entertainment product for maximum enjoyment. And you don't have to tell your referees, we want you calling that. We want you calling that. We want you calling this. You can tell them, we want to back off. It's not even out of the realm of smart business to say overtly, we really don't want more than five or six penalties called a game. And we've told our referees that we would like the players to be allowed to let them play. There's contact, there's touching, there's grabbing, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Let it go. Let the game flow. The NFL once, when they were in the middle of a scoring drought in the early 90s, so bad that there was like some 6-3 games, a 3-0 game as well. Indiana's got a first down. They're now past midfield already. 24-3, as you heard from the Earl Forsey update. Austin Mack is now in the game at quarterback for Alabama. Their starter, Ty Simpson, got knocked out of the game with bit of a back injury, as well as he just couldn't get anything done. So coach's decision, they go to a backup to give him a spark. This has worked for Alabama before. That's how the legend of Tua Tagovailoa got launched in the championship game. But I don't think it's going to happen today. Indiana's the better team all in every way, shape, and form. Okay, so back to the penalty thing. So when the NFL was mired in a scoring slump league-wide in which scoring was down and there were some embarrassing games, 3-0, 6-3, I remember a league official even said publicly in an interview, look, our ideal game is about 24-21. We want to see about 6 touchdowns total per game. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Now, you can't really have your thumb fully on the scale to make it happen. You don't want to fully rig the games, but you can adjust the throttle and the timing on your product to say, here's how we want it to perform, and we don't want as many flags out there. I guarantee, because college is officiated differently, and they're allowed to do it, they kind of said, look, we're not calling any ticky-tack plays. We want the players on the field to decide it. That was enjoyable about last night. That and, of course, Michael Irvin as lunatic sideline mascot Michael Irvin, my favorite version of that dirty, stinking cowboy. Julian Sain for Ohio State was probably overrated all year long. They didn't really play anybody good. They played a couple of teams. They scored 14 against Texas back in week one. For a win, that was okay, but not great. Then they couldn't beat Ohio State, scored less than 14 against them. Couldn't beat Indiana, I should say, in the Big Ten championship game. And it all fell apart. Ryan Day is lucky that they went to 12 teams in the 1 year that he lost as a 20-point favorite at home to Michigan. And then got hot and ran it all the way to the mountaintop. Because otherwise, I don't know if Ryan Day would survive at this point in Ohio State. It was a 17-14 game with about 5:50 to go. And then Miami just went down the field on a incredible drive. 7 runs, 2 passes, 94 yards, punched it in for a touchdown, and that was the ball game. And then Gary Danielson signed off for his final time in his long, illustrious career. He's been on that chair for like 19 years, back with Uncle Vern at first, and was finally retiring. Obviously, the SEC package was great for CBS, not so good having these Big Ten games. But, you know, Brad Nessler and the whole production crew gave Danielson a moment to sign off, and then, poor Gary, he ran right through his heart out, even with the floor director giving him a countdown with his hand. You could see it as he's signing off. He's like, and one more thing, you know, I've been proud to work with, and then a hard network promo came stomping on all of them. It looked really awkward. I don't think Danielson gives a crap. I know me, as a broadcaster, if I missed my last post medal, Chris, take it to my grave. To my grave. I don't care how much money I got. I don't care how nice the beach house I own is. Be sitting there drinking a Corona going, son of a bitch. Should have seen that coming. Walked right into it. But it was a much more enjoyable game to watch because, hey, they didn't have flags every 2 seconds. Every big play, you weren't nervously going, oh, is this going to work? Of course, even though they didn't have any actual flags, you know what they did have was that ESPN, being morons, decided to include in their score bug a dynamic sort of graphic of a flash of yellow. Just a flash and a splash of yellow right where the down indicator was. First down, second down, third down. And it looked like a penalty. And people were complaining on social media saying, come on, man. Every time I see that, I think there's a flag on the play. You got to pick a different color. Or how about this? You don't do it. We know where to look on the screen for what down it is. We'll figure it out here. So anyway, we'll see. 24-3, Indiana marching deep into Tied territory. Alabama's starting quarterback has been knocked out, and it's looking grim. 2nd and 8 from the plus 25 for Indiana right now as they are rolling. And a big run, and down to the 5, and touchdown, Indiana. 31-3 with a full quarter left to play. Lord have mercy. All right, let's go through Week 18 real quick. The two big games are on Saturday. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Bucks are -2.5. That game is at 4:30 on ESPN/ABC. Check your local listings on that, depending on where you get your games, either streaming or over the air. Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles, they need this win bad. It doesn't get them in, though, if they win. They got to wait to see whether or not Atlanta dispatches of the Saints on Sunday at 1 o'clock. If they do, whoops, you're out. Panthers are in anyway. That's going to be interesting to watch. 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, game of the year. 13-3 Seahawks against the 12-4 Niners in Santa Clara. Seahawks -1.5. A year ago, at this very square on the board, Sam Darnold choked against Detroit. And then he was even worse the following week. And then the Vikings were like, so anyway, J.J. McCarthy, you think you're going to be our guy next year? And they moved on. Big spot for Darnold. Big spot. If he's seeing ghosts again, if it goes badly, God help him. I'm kind of rooting for him. I like redemption stories, but this is going to be a big spot right there. Then on Sunday, you got 6 early, 7 late. No bridge window, so it's all 1 o'clock or 4:25. It's the only week of the year in which there's more 4:25s than more ones, but guess what? They're all pretty much bad games. Vikings -7 against the Packers. Like I said, it's going to be a backup palooza there. Max Brosmer will start for the Vikings. Packers might start Desmond Ridder, who they picked up this week for their practice squad, or they could go with Clayton Tune. I think they got to go with Clayton Tune just because what a great name to be able to say, you know, I live to see a guy named Clayton Tune play an NFL game as a starter. The Packers can't move anywhere. The Vikings are already out. Falcons and Saints, 1 o'clock. Falcons -3.5. Chris Olave is out for the Saints, so that's going to hurt them. Tyler Shuck has been way better than I thought he would be and way better than he looked back in August. some of the preseason games, this 26-year-old reach by the Saints at quarterback was looking like a disaster in motion. But Kellen Morris got him trimmed up nicely down there. We'll see if they can beat the Falcons. I know that the Buccaneers desperately want them to, assuming they win on Saturday afternoon. Browns and Bengals. Game that means nothing to nobody but the Battle of Ohio. Bengals are -7.5 in this one. Burrow's playing. It's Shadur time one more time. You know that, unfortunately, it's not Flacco starting for the Bengals, which he could have. If he had started for the Bengals, he would have had a season where he was on the Browns and started against the Bengals in week one, and then on the Bengals and started against the Browns in week 18. In your life, we would have never had a more perfect set of bookends for a single season than that, but who cares? Cowboys and Giants at the Meadowlands. This one is a test to see whether the Giants can keep from up their number one pick. They got it in their hands. All they got to do is lose. Cowboys -3.5 in this one. Dak is playing because he says he wants to finish the season on a positive note and finish at least .500 at 8-8-1. I don't fully understand the value of that, but whatever. The Giants, if they win, are going to really open the door for the Raiders, who are terrible, but they're at home and they play against the Chiefs, who are starting Chris Oludokun as well. Then the Titans and Jaguars tangle. The Jaguars have a ton at stake. They can finish anywhere from 1 all the way down to 7, except for the fourth seed. They're 12.5-point favorites against the hapless, dysfunctional Titans, who are 3-13. The Texans have stuff to play for. They're 10.5 against the Colts. If you missed it this week during the holidays, Phillip Rivers retired again with a full heart and clear eyes, although he was a little bit weepy, talking about how much he appreciated getting this extra 3 shots to start NFL games that he never thought would ever come again. He wasn't terrible, but they lost all 3. Texans have the nastiest defense in the league. Colts are going to start Riley Leonard. Godspeed to him. Bills close out their final game, most likely, let's put an asterisk on that because there could be a playoff game, but most likely their last game at now Highmark Stadium, which used to be New Era Stadium, which used to just be Rich Stadium, which used to be, was it Wilson? Either way, Ralph Wilson Stadium, yes. They're moving into a new place next year, and it looks really sweet. There's going to be a lot of Bills nostalgia out there on Sunday. Plus, they're wearing their battle red helmets they haven't worn there in 20 years. They got something to play for against the Jets. The Jets are completely awful. Bills -7 in that one. Quick break. Final segment coming up. 31-3 at the Rose Bowl. Indiana is laying the lumber to the Tide.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Does feel like overtime. Steve Zabin here in our final few minutes of this little bridge shift to get you to 7 o'clock on a January 1, 2026. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve and are enjoying a good New Year's. Indiana is just destroying Alabama. Another big pass from Mendoza down to the 20, 31-3-year score. Wow. In your life, did you think this would be the case? All right, I was going through the NFL Week 18, and let me just finish that off because my OCD brain will not let me sleep well tonight if I don't. Bears 3 at home against the Lions. Lions have no motivation. Bears have some to be the 2 seed, I assume. Bears beat the Packers in that incredible finish a couple weeks ago. Do they want them again? I know they'll say they want them again, but do they really want them again? If they win, they're the 2 seed, and I think the Lions are pretty much crumpled at this point, so Bears -3 looks like easy money. Broncos and Chargers, I mentioned the fact Chargers have shut everybody down. Trey Lance will be starting for Jim Harbaugh. Broncos have a lot to play for. They're a big favorite. 12.5 is the number there. The Chiefs are 5.5 on the road at the Raiders. The 2-14 Raiders are so bad that even Chris Oludokun on the road is laying nearly a touchdown. I mean, that's a joke, but then again, the Raiders are going to start either Kenny Pickett or Aiden O'Connell. The Rams and Cardinals tangle after that. Rams are -7.5. They probably should have won that game against the Falcons. Well, not really. They made a big comeback. They had a chance to win it. Cardinals 3-13. They apparently are leaning towards keeping Gannon as their head coach. I don't get it with that guy. Patriots fighting for the 1 seed in the AFC at home against the 7-9 Dolphins. New England, a 10.5 point favorite. Will, unless I've missed a news story on this, will have the services of 2 guys who were arrested and charged with crimes, domestic violence crimes, Stephon Diggs and D-tackle Christian Barmore. The Barmore arrest came just 24 hours after the Diggs news broke. Diggs has been hit with a felony strangulation and misdemeanor domestic violence charge involving his personal chef, a woman who was living with him, but then he kicked her out, according to the police report, for a week because Diggs had family coming in for the game. She was like, "Where am I going to live?" And he's like, "Not my problem." She also said, "Well, am I going to get paid for this week because I didn't request the week off? That's normally how it works for these personal assistants." He said, "No, bring it up with finance." An argument erupted, and according to the woman, and it's just an allegation, it turned violent. I'm old enough to remember when the league would put players in the Roger Goodell parking lot of, "Well, we're going to suspend you, but with pay until we sort this out." I remember they would do that on an Instagram post, much less 2 charges, a felony and a misdemeanor, and yet Stephon Diggs is going to be eligible. Well, it's a new world, I guess. I guess the NFL finally exhausted themselves chasing these things. And Barmore, a lower-level charge of a simple misdemeanor, apparently a fight with his baby mama, was precipitated by, get this, the temperature, according to the police complaint, of 68 versus 70 on the thermostat, and apparently he said that she was eating food that was his. I'm like, this is the mother of one of your children? They have a 2-year-old child. It sounds like me in college. Then you got the Commanders-Eagles game. I think I mentioned that. Eagles -4.5. Tanner McKee starts for the Eagles. Josh Johnson for our Commanders. And then the big one on Sunday night, Ravens-Steelers. Ravens -3.5. Winner take all. Winner gets the hats and the T-shirts and the home game in January. Probably to be one and done, but whatever. Loser gets what? Nothing. You get nothing. Good day, sir, like Willy Wonka said. Last game at Highmark, that's of interest. The Falcons game is of interest. The number one pick is still up for grabs, so you keep an eye on both the Raiders game and the Giants game for that. Dak is playing, Burrow's playing, Lamar is probably playing. Herbert, Love, Rivers, Hurts, out, retired. And then we're done with football. At least regular season football for a long time, unless you're in the playoffs. We're into playoffuary, and we'll enjoy that. But otherwise, it'll be a long swim all the way to the other side. Hey, can we give a bonus to the marketing director for the Tony the Tiger Bowl, Sun Bowl, featuring Duke and Arizona State? Arizona State had a player who caught a touchdown and then made a beeline right for an inflatable giant bowl of cereal and jumped in and started splashing around. He was joined by several teammates. Good stuff. This is why the bowls must never die. What do you and I care if they're not being well attended? If there's major corporations that want in and are buying them, good. Let them do it. Look at this. My time is up 38-3 now, Indiana. Matt and Chris, thank you for sitting in today. Thanks for listening to me prattle on. Have a great rest of your New Year's, and we'll see you next time.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.